Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Tom Connellan back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 03. He's a former program director of the University of Michigan Business School, and he's written many books, and which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. His new one is called The 1% Solution for Work and Life, and we're going to get Tom in here to see what he's got to say. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be back here.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you. Don't stay away so long next time. We're not going to let you do that anymore. Hey, Tom, this 1% solution is all about thinking of tackling your whatever you got in front of you incrementally, isn't it?
It's not only about tackling things incrementally, it's about tackling things right now.
Yeah.
And getting momentum going right now.
Tell us what the 1% solution means.
Well, you mentioned part of it just before the break. There's no way that any company can be 100% better than their competition, but there are hundreds of ways in which they can be 1% better. Mm-hmm. And it's that dedication to being 1% better in hundreds of ways, not only by the owner, by the president, by the CEO, but by everybody in the company, being 1% better than what they do. I mean, think about it. If somebody improves sales by 1%, they improve margins by 1%, they improve cycle time by 1%, they improve mm-hmm. customer retention by 1%, they reduce accounts receivable by 1%. You put all those together, and that starts to add up.
Well, the reason why I like what you're saying is because a lot of times when a small business sees a bigger competitor, whether it's one of the big boxes or just a larger local competitor, those people have better capital structures. They have bigger, you know, marketing budgets and more people and more intimidating physical plant. And we see those people and we think, wow, we don't have all that. But what you're saying is we don't have to try to climb that mountain. We don't have to get there by climbing the mountain. We can go around the mountain on the little hills, so to speak. We can climb those little hills.
Well, they have to think special ops rather than a massive army with a bunch of tanks.
Right. All right. So,
and we're in a world of special ops right now in terms of the economy.
And I agree with you. And see, don't you think that the way that what I'm calling the second decade of the 21st century, don't you think this actually favors small business owners more than it favors big companies?
Sure, because right now, you have to be flexible. You have to be dynamic. You have to look for those little shifts that you can make, and you can make them before the big box does or the major retailer across town or the guy over in the next town. You can make those shifts more quickly. So in a way, even though it feels like the economy is dragging us down, in a very powerful way, the economy gives the small entrepreneur a huge advantage because they can just shift on a dime. And a big organization can't do that. They got to get everybody lined up. They got to get them moved over in
right.
this direction. Got to get them facing. They can't do it.
Well, and see, everything, to me, the reason I like your 1% solution approach is everything is going more granular, I think, because it's becoming, customers are wanting more connection and less marketing. They're wanting more customization and less manipulation. And I think that whole attitude that customers want, I'm calling, Tom, I've coined the term the age of the customer. I've actually registered that term, the age of the customer. And I'm the point I'm making is that the customer is now more in control. And that's what I mean when I say things are going more granular, because every customer wants something a little different. And nobody does that better than small business.
Absolutely. You're dead on the mark.
So
couldn't agree more.
Talk to us a little bit about how this would actually, what would it actually look like in a small business, this 1% solution?
If somebody put the 1% solution into work, and let me just back up. the way I came up with it, I started looking at, I got curious about Olympians. And if you, you know, you look at it, you see these guys on TV and you say, hey, you know, they're all fast. Who's fastest? You watch them come down the hill. Mm-hmm. I started by looking at the Winter Olympics Torino 2006. I looked at the men's downhill. The difference between a gold medal and no medal was 1.08 seconds or 0.9%.
Wow.
And everywhere I looked at, it averaged just about a shade under 1%. Now,
from glory to going home, is only a second. That's amazing.
I finally gave up looking because every event I looked at, it kept averaging a shade under 1%.
Right.
So, if we look at that shade under 1%, that's where the concept comes up of the 1% solution. And I mean, you know, everybody listening to the show knows that, you know, you look at the sales numbers and somebody says, you know, the average call is made on, I mean, the average sale is made on the 6th, 5th, 8th call. Mm-hmm. But they forget to translate that into their own operation, not just in terms of sales, but it might be the third run you take at that.
Right.
That is the breakthrough for you. It might be the fourth run. It might be the third time you talked about the age of the customer. Disney knows that they have to tell people coming into the parking lot three times before they remember where their car is.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. You might have to tell that person who's in charge of this part of your operation, whatever kind of small business you run, you might have to tell them three times before it kind of sinks in. Oh, this is what Marie wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a question of always working on getting those things through.
Right. And the other thing is, and I want to come back to what you were saying about how many times it takes to make a sale. Folks, maybe you just need to remind customers 1% more of the time that 1% more that you have a certain kind of product, or remind, or you connect with them about in some way. Tom, that's what the new technology and the social media, I'm going to stick that in there, is doing to help small business owners. It gives us an opportunity to connect with customers in an efficient way, in an inexpensive way, more times, that competes with the big boxes and their big marketing budgets. Tom Cannellan is our guest. His new book is called The 1% Solution for Work and Life. When we come back, we're going to talk about motivation and what Tom calls the power of yet. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.